When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello. Hi, guys. It's me, Larae.
What's up, guys? Noah.
It's been how long since we've... A week. We missed a week. You look different. I can't put my finger on it. I think it's your hair.
I look different?
Show me your hair.
It's definitely my hair.
Show your hair.
No, I can't show my hair. Show your hair. No, there's a reason the hat's on.
I know, but pop your shit. Let's see.
No.
It's, pop the shit.
No.
Pop your shit thing. Why are you shy? Pop your shit. Let me see. I haven't seen your hair.
No, because I have bedhead. There's a reason I put the hat on.
I love bedhead.
And the hat hair makes it even worse.
Let me see.
I'll show you after. It's long. Oh, it's long
God.
Right now.
Oh, my God. What are you shy for?
Did you watch see it on the field?
The game?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ate.
The headband? I've never played with a headband on. It was
honestly,
crazy.
Honestly, took my brand.
Yeah,
ate me up.
Yeah, you stopped wearing the headband.
You see me.
I do see you.
I start loving myself.
Love that. Wait, how have you been? Like, as I've been gone, since our last recording, fill me in.
It's been really hard without you.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, battling demons as one does when Noah Beck's not in their life.
When I'm not present.
I'm not going to lie, though. Ever since you've been gone, my life has been 10 times better. And it's not because of you, but it's just been the period that you've been gone. Life has got extremely better.
Right.
Every day has been like something new happening, but I've also been like kind of so focused on like maintaining my happiness that like it's just been like a every day like, okay, I'm wake up and do this. I go to the gym every day. I had a cheat day yesterday.
I love that.
But this one's good.
Barbecue. It's good to restart.
Dank. And yeah, like that's just all it is, you know?
Yeah.
Life is good. There's no complaints.
I feel like you're a big believer in kind of like the whole idea of getting away, resetting kind of thing. Cause you mm-hmm. like, there's this place that we both love in Malibu. Yeah.
Jinx showed me a soda. Big slag.
Ew. Now I like don't want to do that anymore. But, did you go there? Like, did you do anything to kind of like reset other than your cheat day?
What's crazy is that, so I have this like this mentality of like sometimes when life gets overwhelming, you kind of need to like run to the forest and like disappear. But
main character,
main character me.
It's so mean. That's such a like character arc.
It's very pick me.
It really is.
It is.
I wasn't gonna go there.
You know, but me running on all fours in the fucking forest. Like you see it. You saw the vision. But my best friend has been visiting this entire weekend. So ever since that makes a lot of sense. Guys, we're putting dots together. This is crazy.
I was about to say, how long is he staying?
He's been here since you left. And ever since he's been here, everyone keeps saying I'm happier. And it's probably because I haven't been alone and I haven't had people around me that actually like makes me feel good about myself and like kind of like makes me like want to do good.
Right.
That makes sense. I've been around a lot of like, people who are kind of like
draining
and like have the toxic mindset of like, let's go out or like you like the whole like just the mean sense of humor. Like I've been around those people for so long.
Y'all compliment each other's energy.
Mm-hmm, so being around someone that's actually good for me, life just feels really good right now.
That's good.
Yeah. How are you? I'm actually very curious. I was not trying to listen to you downstairs when you talk about it. That's why I kept walking away. If you guys didn't notice, did you guys see me walk away? No? Oh, shit. I walked away.
Right.
When you're talking about your trip in Europe and Scottsdale. Where'd you go? Scottish. Scotland.
Let's see. I'll run it all back for you. So,
okay.
Went to Scotland for this modeling campaign thing that I did with Hugo Boss, which was really fun. And then I also had Big Slay.
Major.
The honor of playing at this like celeb golf tournament.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And it was at the same place. Like fortunately it was at the same place, but it was run by Boss as well. So it was nice. So I did like a little double whammy with Boss.
I love a big double whammy.
Yeah. It was great. My team ended up winning the golf tournament, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But this golf course that we played on is actually the second oldest golf course in the world, but it's like the pinnacle of golf, which is really cool. From Scotland, I knew I had Soccer Aid, which is a charity match for soccer that is played in London.
Mm-hmm.
That was played in London this year. It's usually somewhere in England. But this year is at the London Stadium. And it was a dream come true, but kind of rewinding a bit, I just knew I had to go there. And I had like a weird like 7-8 day gap from Scotland to England. So I was like, I could either go back to LA and kind of have like a few days to kind of recharge and all that stuff. And I had a few things that I had to do back here in LA that I told my manager. I was like, is there any possibility I could just stay out there in Europe? And, you know, because it was, I mean, that traveled, that like that's a whole day in and of itself. So I was like, is there any way, like I'll be productive. Like I'll, if we can do things remote, like that'd be great. But I did have to cancel. Like I had a couple shoots that I unfortunately had to miss, but I was like, I'll be productive, you know, like I'll make content. I'll vlog the whole thing, get a lot of content. And it was great. And we had a great time. It was Vinny and I, you know, Vinny. Vinny
and me. Was it she too?
It was just us. Oh, and yeah, we and it was fun. Really fun, and we kind of had like this little downtime weird gap between those two locations, obviously. And then so we were like, where should we go? And Vinny's big on like traveling, and so he like
he just knows
it. Yeah, he knows it, and he like studied abroad like when he went to school, and he's older than I mean like he's 26, and so it's nice having someone who's like he's almost like part of my team, but he's also just a friend, so it was dope.
Honestly, and it was best really person cool. to travel with too.
Yeah, and we went very just like not carefree. He cares, but like he's very like stress free, and you know, he like the flow. It helps.
Yeah.
So we went to Florence, and then from Florence we went to Split, Croatia for a few days, and then from Split we went to London.
That's
and
it was fucking crazy.
It was very fun, and it was.
Wait, I'm jealous.
Very.
That sounds like a great ass time.
It was very fun, but it was.
You look like you had a blast.
Oh my god,
I was a great. Me and my friends are all like honestly like. I think everyone in LA or just all your friends and family out here are so proud of you because the way like it like looked like you were having your, you know how when artists go on tour, it looked like you were on your tour. Like it looked like you found like your thing. Like it looked, everything you was posting was just so like organically you. You looked so happy.
I had a
and
blast.
Just like even on that field, you ate that shit the fuck up. You look like Leonardo DiCaprio. What's his name? What's that one's like?
Wait, when?
Leonardo, what's his name?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Leonardo,
meant during the game.
So different.
Oh, during the game? No, that was...
I didn't mean Leonardo DiCaprio. I meant Cristiano Ricardo.
You're right.
What's his name?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, him. I love his techniques and...
Yeah.
He wasn't that. There, was
his
he?
Kicks. His kicks. They're so good.
No, he wasn't. No.
But you honestly, you looked very happy and like... I feel like this is your thing.
Yeah, I hadn't even gone to that yet.
Let's talk about that.
The game?
A lot of people on the internet... I feel like I'm interviewing you. Hold on. Let me get my Oprah Winfrey moment.
Get the notepad out.
I saw even TikToks that were just like... flabbergasted at how good you were at soccer. And I knew you were good at soccer, but bitch, I didn't know you were that good. Like... Let me address it.
Let me
not address it.
I'm gonna address it because there are a lot
speak
of
your
things.
Truth. Think
so. Obviously, like I have played like soccer my whole life, and a lot of people coming into that like because let me explain to people that don't know like what Soccer Aid is. It's this big charity match that happens. It's been happening. Pretty sure it takes place in England every year, like someplace in England. And this year it was in the London Stadium, and it's basically. This big soccer charity match that's like a huge deal. They partner with UNICEF, which is a huge charity, a charitable thing. And basically, it's for kids. Like, do you know what UNICEF is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you what UNICEF is. It's a, it's basically like a charity for kids around the world that like don't have proper things that kids are like entitled to have like in their childhood, which is like, food, vaccines, like shelter, like exactly. It's so it's basically for the kids around the world that like are in need, and it's like actually amazing to be a part of something that like raises so much money for it. Like every single year, like Soccer Aid raises a ton of money, but this year we broke the like last year they raised 13 million, which is insane for one game. This year our goal was to break that, and like every year, like they're kind of one upping each other by like a couple. 100,000 This year we raised 15.6 million. It was insane. So like obviously like after the we didn't find out until after the win. So Team World won, and it was great because we got back to the locker room and one of the ladies that like runs the whole Soccer Aid organization, she was like, guys, better news, and told us that, and that was like huge as well because that is like 13 million was a lot, and we like weren't sure if we were gonna get that. And then to come back and hear that we did that, sold out the London Stadium, which like 60,000 people. It was insane.
Watching you play?
Yeah, there's 60,000 people in that stadium.
Did you get nervous at all?
Oh my God. Before the game, like, because obviously, like, growing up my whole life, like, that was.
Wait, this is so cool.
There was no plan A. I mean, there was no plan B. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And obviously, my dream was to go to the Premier League, you know, play in England. Obviously, different circumstances. But, like, in a sense, like, that was kind of like my dream. Like, walking out and seeing all those people, it was like actually surreal.
It was like your mama made a moment.
It was insane. Like, and I genuinely like haven't had a better time.
Was your parents there?
Yeah, my parents flew out from Arizona.
Oh.
And it was truly amazing. But like how they selected it as well, like Soccer Aid itself is like they can reach out to just about anyone, and like they're gonna like you don't really say no to Soccer Aid unless it's like a schedule conflict, like because of how cool the opportunity is, and they're so selective with who they choose. Like if. Like they don't do scandal, they don't do drama. Like you have to be so like brand safe and like family friendly to like do this. And like they just want people that are here for the organization. Mm-hmm. And it's actually amazing. Like when I got invited like a few months ago, like I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until like I was there. I was like, this is this is huge.
Yeah. Is there anybody that I would know that participated at all?
Well, actually, it was funny because we had H on the podcast and he was there.
I know this.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Hilarious.
Was he on your team or the opposite team?
The other team. He was on England.
Oh, that's awkward.
But it wasn't though. Like that was the thing. Everyone, both teams were so like.
Me being messy. That's crazy.
It was only till the game where things were like kind of like segregated, you know? No, but like during the week, it was so fun. Like just being with each other. And Liam Payne was the captain of the England team. Which was really cool. Our captain for the world team was Usain Bolt. Their captain was Liam Payne.
What the fuck? What is this, Black Mirror?
It was insane. That's what I'm saying. Like, no other organization could, like, get this group together.
Know, I used to, like, love One Direction, you know? How was meeting Liam Payne? Was he?
It was really cool. Like, it was genuine. Like, my sisters growing up loved One Direction. And I was kind of, not forced. Hear me out. After them being so obsessed with them, I like, of course, like being a younger brother, I was like, at first, oh my God, like this boy band. And then I listened, I was like, okay. And then I started watching like their interviews and I'm like, they're just such cool guys, you know? So I kind of fell in love with One Direction as well. And I like genuinely love all their stuff. And then when they broke up, it kind of sucked. And I was like, oh, and then like now they're off kind of doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. But then, obviously, with what's going on right now with Liam Payne and all that stuff, like him recently going on the Impulsive podcast, him like obviously going through a public breakup, all that stuff. It was interesting, like talking to him throughout the week. And like we had some surface level, like, what's up? Like, how are you? Like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then one of the days, like we kind of had like a genuine conversation. And it was interesting because he was talking to me and he was like, how you been sleeping? I was like, good, like a baby, actually. I'm so tired. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what about you? And he was like, yeah, I'm not sleeping very well right now. And I'm like, oh, like, it's never good to hear anyone say that, like they're not getting good rest. Cause like sleep's important.
It's so important.
Like when someone is not getting a lot
they're
of sleep.
Like demons.
Exactly. So yeah, I was like, why? Like, what's up? And like obviously I know a lot of the stuff that was going on prior to asking him, but I was just like wanted to hear if it was all true. Like
I honestly couldn't, I'm not going to be, I don't know anything that's going on. Can you just give me like a little quick brief?
Right. So obviously with like any breakup, public in the millions of people watching anyway, like a breakup sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And he recently just broke up. I'm pretty sure it was his fiance. Like I'm pretty sure they were engaged. So like that itself is hard enough.
Yeah.
And then with millions of people having their input, like everyone becomes a relationship expert and all that stuff. So everyone's putting in their opinions. And so like, that's hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
And then I think him going on the Impulsive podcast and kind of like being a bit more open than people like expected, being a bit more like opinionated than like people were hoping to be. It just sucks. Like no matter what you did, what you like, getting a lot of backlash on the internet is just not fun.
Yeah.
And someone who's been going, like, he has been nonstop in the public eye for years.
Yeah.
And, like, years. Like, years. He's been around forever. And obviously with One Direction, like they had the most eyes on them. And so I couldn't even imagine. Yeah, since 2010.
I could have said that.
Insane. So what'd you say?
Nothing.
What?
It's just me being a fucking crazy One Direction stan. Sorry.
I love One Direction as much as the next guy.
No, wait.
No, not true. Not as much as the next guy because you love him a lot. But like, I love One Direction.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
Are you taking this defense? I just said I could have told you that when they were like, when they started.
Oh,
tea. Big tea.
White mocha. White mocha. Anyways.
I love you.
But anyways.
Also, my new thing is when I'm going to say something mean to you, I just say I love you instead.
Oh.
Positive energy. Just put
I love
there.
That.
Yeah, right?
I love
you. Instead of calling you a dumbass bitch, I love you.
Yeah, like I've done some really cool, crazy things that I would have never expected in these past 2 years.
Which I love insane interviewing to think. You, by the way.
This is my but I have point. Never had more fun. Like nothing makes me happier than playing soccer.
Yeah.
Like even just, as soon as walking out there, I just like stood there for a second. I was like, this is like what I dreamed about as a kid. Yeah. Like this is insane. That's so cute. And like, that's something I could get used to, honestly. But I was like, doing stuff like that like makes me itch to get back out there. And I don't think like 100% my soccer chapter in my life is not fully closed. I definitely think
1,000%.
I definitely think that something might come out of that or in the future, you know? I got a movie to film in August, which is exciting. Yeah. But like
if a soccer team approached you and was right, like, can we sign
thing,
you?
But that's the thing. Like,
would you do it?
I don't want to fall in love with acting just because I love soccer
there's,
so much.
But like,
if I do fall in love with
soccer. You can do both.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
If you're hardworking, you can do both.
Oh, don't even. I'm very hardworking. I've tried.
Okay, you're literally limiting yourself. Swear to God, you can do both if you put your heart to it. Point blank, period. And if y'all disagree with me, then maybe you're just not doing enough. Because as a person who's done
genuinely like being part
maybe
of the
I'm
team.
Maybe I'm popping my shit too much because I forgot how much goes into soccer. Listen. Noah.
Soccer coaches are old fashioned. They're like, you need to be fully invested into the team. Okay. And like,
and you know what? You can be reading. Let's say
I can't be taking months
how long
off the
how
season.
How long is the period of soccer? Like you train, go to a few games.
And you then have like,
is that like a year long thing or is it like a few months?
A season
long?
Is, it can go, depends. It's like,
give me the logistics.
Like probably like 8 to 10 months out of the year.
Phew. Never mind. Stank. You better choose one.
Right.
Ugh. 8 months
and
of kicking a
ball?
And a
movie can take up to 8 to 10 months to film, like if it's like a Marvel movie.
Okay, and then
movie.
You take a season off of soccer and then do a movie.
No, it's not that easy. I wish it was. I really would. No, I appreciate you being a good friend.
I'm just, now that you're trying to be a good friend, I'm trying to make it make sense in my head. I don't get it.
It's a lot. And that's why, like, it's such, like, if I could do both, I'd be doing both by now.
Get you a man who could do both. If he can't. When I saw you on that field and just sawing, like, your story post, I was like, oh, this is his thing. I was like, he needs to do this for the rest of his life. And you can honestly make way more money in your little soccer field than anything else and be set. And also, you're so good at multitasking with content. Like, you already have, like, the influencer thing set down. You can still do both with that.
No, I know.
So.
But that's the most frustrating thing is, like, hearing the comments. Okay, let's address the comments from after the game.
Are they bad?
No. So there were two types of comments.
Okay.
Okay. They were really good ones.
Okay.
And like people were being like genuinely impressed. Mm-hmm. And they were people that knew I played soccer, mm-hmm. didn't know I was like that. And the people that.
Bet you're that guy.
Yeah. But.
Pop your shit.
No. And then the people that like didn't know I played soccer were like, my God, this kid can play. And then like gaining the respect from like soccer fans is a whole different. Like ball game and gaining respect from British soccer fans who are diehard. And it was just like really cool. Like, cause that's a different kind of love that I've received. Like I've never really gotten that kind of recognition from like my soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, you know, you get comments on your posts. Like when you post on Instagram, it's like, love your fat, like love your style, you know, like love your smile, like that kind of thing. Like getting told that people like respect something that I did like my whole life was kind of like, it's more rewarding, honestly. Cause it was like, I know how hard of like critics these people are, mm-hmm. like soccer fans. Mm-hmm. And then like kind of not having played like a game in like 2 years. Yeah. And then hearing something like that, it was like, it was nice. And yeah. it was honestly like kind of addicting. And now I like want to keep playing. But at the same time, like I also received comments saying like, Noah could slide right into a Premier League midfield, which is like one of the hardest leagues in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And like, by all means, love you guys. Thank you to death. Like that means a lot. But I don't think people understand like how
hard it is.
Hard,
yeah.
The Premier League is. I feel like if I like were to really take my time and kind of like get back into soccer, like
yeah.
maybe something can come out of it. But like, people need to understand how hard the Premier League is, mm-hmm. and how, like, realistically, I was playing against. Like, you gotta read the room. Like, I was playing against.
People could also understand how hard it is, but people probably just believe in you way more.
Which is amazing. Like, yeah. I understand, like, people, it was nice, like, seeing those comments, but hearing people say that, it's, like, kind of gassing me up in a sense. I'm like, maybe I could.
Being humble.
No, it's like, yeah, exactly.
People humbling yourself. If a lot of people are telling you that they think you should be a part of something, it's only for a reason, not because people are sucking your fucking dick.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But you like, just gotta, like, sometimes you gotta pop your shit. Like, if you...
I was liking all the comments. I was like, thanks, y'all. But at the same time, like, people don't really understand how hard that is.
Do you want to do it?
Play soccer?
Is that like, what is it? The Prem, would you call it?
If a Premier League team reached out, I would seriously consider.
How would they reach out?
A career switch.
Do you have to talk to somebody? Do I gotta suck up
something? There's what I gotta do, some things that have kind of like surfaced from my performance at Soccer Aid, which I don't even think I played all that well, to be honest. Like, I...
Stop being so hard on yourself.
No, stop. No, this is how I am. I played fine, but, like, if I was in soccer shape, I would be buzzing around that field. And I was,
bitch,
like...
Bitch, you were buzzing. I couldn't even keep up with you.
Yeah, but, like, more than buzzing. Like, I
would've... Like, buzzing?
Like, I started cramping in, like, the 50th minute. So, like, second half, I was kind of, like, feeling it.
No, that's okay, though.
But no,
at the end of the day, you still did your shit.
Yeah.
Why am I talking so ratchet to that? Oh my God. You still did your shit.
Yeah, it was really fun.
But, what about a movie in which you play a soccer player?
Right.
I like that.
I've thought about that in terms of like pitching. Like I was like, maybe I could like I should pitch to like a production company.
Like The Blind
about,
Side?
Like, playing a younger Cristiano Ronaldo. You know how cool that would be? Or like a younger like David Beckham. But like,
I like that. David Beckham.
Oh my God. He's an icon. I love him. Met him. Like that was...
On Adderall? The fuck?
I met him after the game. And I like
did
passed out.
Did you actually?
Out. Yeah, like I blacked out fully.
Wait, was... Like, is that like
your... Like I could have told so many things to David Beckham. Like I have so many like... Not mutuals, but like I have like stories that like I could have told him, mm-hmm. in a sense where he could have been like, oh, like no way. But I blacked out. You know, like I totally was just like... I met him and I was just like, holy shit. And like, apparently during the game, like I checked my phone at halftime. Apparently in the first half, he like said like, yeah, Noah's been impressive. Like hearing that from like...
Wait, actually?
I'm like cheesing hella hard. But like, hyping me up during the game. I was like, that's insane. But after the game, like my best friend literally plays for his club that he owns.
Really?
Bryce Duke. Literally plays for Inter Miami. I've DM'd like all of his sons, like... I've had like full-on conversation, and it wasn't like me reaching out being like, hey, love your dad. Like it was just like when I was in London, like his younger son DM'd me and was like, mm-hmm. let's kick it, like that kind of thing. And then like Romeo, his middle son, plays for Inter Miami as well. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, could have, you know,
yeah,
bonded with David for a sec, you know, could have like told him like my, you know, Bryce, he's like your starting midfielder, my friend, you know, I could have said that, but he came up to me, he was like, I don't even know what he said. I actually blacked. It was just like crazy. And like, that's I had no shame. And like,
no, pop your shit. That's
you know,
sick.
Like, it's like people are like don't, like, that was don't me. Get starstruck. Like, don't like idolize that. Like,
no, but like,
he's like, him and Cristiano Ronaldo have been my idols since like,
yeah,
I could walk. Like, I genuinely, like, everything they did on and off the field, like, professional soccer players, great families. Mm hmm. Models, like that's what I wanted to do since I was a kid. Yeah. Like I wanted to model, play soccer, and have
that's
a great
all,
family.
Like that's all literally capable for you to do. So simple. Yeah. He's about to fucking quit this podcast and go to the fucking field.
Oh, It literally.
If you don't want to be here, think you could leave.
No, I want to be here.
Go to the
I
field.
I genuinely think go this is something field. That I could keep doing if I did play in the Prem. Like if I did play soccer, I could keep doing this podcast.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not like
should we have to, I don't have to take
months out of the year to film like a movie.
Feels like it, you canceled on us.
I think
almost had to film a podcast episode by myself because you were so busy.
Yeah. Anyways, enough talking about me as much as I did. I was gonna say as much as I love it. I would love talking about soccer. We got some headlines. We have some things that we want to touch on. We want to become more not. I wouldn't say tea based. It's more just like relevant things going around in the world. You know that I think are worth talking about. First thing on the list. You want to read that off?
Fan falls 35 feet off of I farted. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Did you actually just slip out a fart?
I did.
He's scared to talk about this one.
Oh. I took a screenshot. Go.
Did you hear about the fan that fell 35 feet off of a VIP Harry Styles?
I did hear company. About that. Do we have like more information on it?
Surprise.
So apparently it was like
a he's young alive, man. By the way.
Like it was a young man who walked away with some injuries.
Curtis.
Who's Curtis? Imagine, but
I hope he's
35
okay.
feet, put that into perspective. Like
yeah, it's pretty high.
It's almost 12 yards.
Okay, come on.
3 feet is 1 yard.
So. I knew that.
Did you?
Yes. You treat me like I'm a stupid dog.
It's 11 yards and 66. 0.6 repeating.
Do you want a fucking cookie? Like,
yeah. These 11. One of those 0.6.
You're one of those repeating. Kids in school, huh? I'm gassy right now.
Yeah, you are. Stop farting.
Noah, don't tell me what to do. You can't silence me during my month.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. For my community, you know, but let's talk about this.
Hey, breaking news.
No. Hey, well, let's talk. It's, well, you know what month it is?
Yeah.
What month is it?
Pride Month.
You know when that started? When did that start?
June 1st.
You know what's crazy? I haven't received a text from you since last month.
I'm an ally.
You haven't told me happy Pride Month once. You haven't said anything. Where's my flowers? I didn't get a rainbow cake. You know who texted me happy Pride Month?
I didn't know it was
my
like
father.
That.
My father doesn't like gay people. So explain yourself.
I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know it was like a...
You're the biggest ally on the internet. You know that, right?
I'm a big ally.
Yeah. It's crazy that you weren't ally.
I don't know if that's okay. I was going to say, I love gay people. But
yeah,
I don't,
you do.
Can
like,
you say that?
Yeah, say it. Pop your shit. Do you love gay people, though? What did you do for my community this month?
I don't know. There's a lot of people from every category. Like, I love some. I hate some. Well, I don't hate any. But it's like...
You get nervous.
Some people are annoying. Just...
He's
not gay. This is hard. I love good people. I don't care what you are. I love good people.
Okay. So... Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Say it to the camera.
Happy Pride Month. I lie.
Stupid bitch. Have you ever subscribed to an OnlyFans?
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Liar.
Genuinely, I can say I never have. I genuinely haven't done like much research into it. Is it an app or is it literally just like a website?
It's a website.
Breaking news. This may affect you. You're a big BTS fan. Mm-hmm. They just announced a hiatus.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for BTS? Like, I didn't do much reading on it.
Solo. Okay, when they're saying like a pursue a solo project, that means like one. Like, let's say Jimin's gonna release a solo song.
Wait, T.
Big T.
Is it? Are they all gonna do solo?
You reading
projects? BTS is not going on hiatus. Members will release group and solo projects in new chapter. So,
which one do you think is my bias?
Is your like favorite? Like,
in a sense,
they all
are fine as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't gonna say that, but like, sure. Like, I guess you can say. But I was just gonna say they're all very nicely dressed. Every time I've seen photos of them, they all get it.
They do get it.
I don't think they dress themselves, but like, props to whoever's dressing them.
I think they dress themselves. I think they do everything themselves.
They love Louis Vuitton. Are they exclusively with Louis Vuitton?
I couldn't tell you, but I hope so.
Every time I've seen them, they're wearing Louis.
I would love to see you in something like this.
Me? Mm-hmm. In a boy band?
No, you were... Bitch.
What do you mean something like this?
Like the outfits. Goofy.
Oh. I wasn't something like that, kind of the all white.
Oh, you're doing your research.
On another note, should I drop a song? If I dropped a song, mm-hmm. what would be the most fitting? Like, what would you just be like, yeah, he would drop that. Like what kind of genre would I sing? Could you see me rapping? Could you see me okay. doing country?
I could some see
classical?
You more so like opera.
Opera? Mm-hmm. I would eat some opera.
You would eat some opera.
I got the lungs for it.
We know. Gotta get...
Genuinely though. Like what... Or what would be like...
Because remember we were in the studio and you did... Or not the studio. My game room and we did...
Apostapa.
I keep it chopping. You know,
Apostapa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pocket Rocket.
Yeah, so Larry and I
do
were
do it right now. Just get the people a hit.
Larry and I were messing around and we... he's got like a little studio in his house. Mm-hmm. And I did a little cover on Apostapa.
Show them the voice.
If this podcast... on YouTube gets 3 million views. And let's give them likes. Let's say.
You're reaching high.
What's up? Like, ooh, yeah.
Cause not, what's up?
I'm not making okay. it like, it's gotta be like, I'm not dropping my cover of Apostapa for nothing. Like it has to be for like a big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if this,
Let me think about this.
250K likes. On this podcast, on
you're
YouTube.
Reaching for the stars.
What's, really? Yeah. Let's get an engaged audience. Let's go.
Okay, pop your shit.
Go. What do our videos usually get on Postalkin? Around like 250.
Yeah.
So if everyone likes it, I'll put out Apostol.
Okay, so that's not coming out. Yeah.
Anyways, but
I'll just leak it. I still have it.
No, it was fun though. I love like rapping. Rapping's fun.
No, you have the voice. He sounded like.
Because I can change my voice, you know? Like I usually have like a. Do I have a high voice, like naturally, like high voice?
It's like in the middle,
right?
Yeah, but then when you talk deep, it's literally like pops up.
I catch myself sometimes, like,
"Hey, queen,"
talking higher or lower than like usual. And I'm like, "What am I doing?"
No,
but I also feel like my voice kind of changes, like who I'm around, almost.
This is true because when you're around me, you're very slave. Yes, queen, slave girl, probably. And then I see talking to Tyler, you're like, "What up, blood?" I'm like, "Hold
chill."
On. I'm like, "Who's this?"
Try to just drop a country song out of nowhere.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. You know what season it is? I'll let you think on
summer?
That. Right. I'll let you try again. Or else I'll tell the internet.
Wait, like, is that how it works? Like, do I get you something? Like, is it like a... Like, I thought it was just like an acknowledgement, like, Pride Month, like, let's go. Like...
I mean, no, it's actually not. I was just joking.
Is it like a gift thing? Like, should I gift you something?
You can. That would be really sweet.
Because I'm so like naive.
One thing I hate about being gay. Or not naive,
because I'm so like clueless of like how the month is supposed to go. You mm-hmm. could like really play me right now. Like you could.
No,
like,
I mean, Pride Month is more so like
you usually just, you give your friend.
He's silencing me during Pride Month. It's crazy. It's fucking insane. As a straight cis man, also being white, pick a fucking struggle at this point. You cannot silence me.
How you know I'm straight?
Don't tell me that.
Imagine.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. It's like but no, it's honestly, now. It's just like a month that I don't know much about Pride Month because I'm honestly oblivious to like the community thing. So I'm going to ask you. It's basically a month where we just celebrate being gay.
That's it.
That's it. And as you being an ally, you can honestly support by just buying me nice things or posting pictures of me on your main feed, tagging me, or honestly just coming in the house, you know, cleaning my house.
Have you celebrated this month?
Yes. I went to... I have a story time!
Story time, go.
I've never did anything like Pride related because just honestly, it's scary and I'm just such like a... I don't like to go out to situations I don't know much about. But this Pride month, I got invited to a gay pool party. Yes, I got invited to a gay pool party and I was so excited. So, me and my friend, we dressed up so nice. I had like this cute, like fit. I wore something like I was in the Bahamas. Like it was like a,
love it.
I was wearing white pants and like this nice shirt. Get there. My friend pulls out. He's like, "You're overly dressed." I go, "What?"
Never.
I walk in. They're all in Speedos. And like, I'm talking rainbow Speedos. Like every man there was wearing a Speedo. I never saw so many balls and it looked like uncooked chicken. There was a lot of white people.
Whose party was it?
I don't know. But at the time of my life, I met so many gay friends.
How'd you find out about it?
My friend that's a sugar daddy, but he's like really attractive. He's like, he always invites me to things, but I never go out. He's like, "You want to come?" And I was like, "Sure." And so we went, I like stepped out of my comfort zone and I went, and it was like actually really fun.
Okay, really?
Like, and I saw my ex there.
Oh my God.
Like my ex from my ex before my ex.
Was he wearing a Speedo?
Yes. And he was like trying to confess his love for me again. And I was like, not right now. I'm going through a breakup. Like, let's do this another time, maybe in 3 years. I'm ready to be single. It was crazy.
Was it like a mix of gays, like bears, old guys?
It was white twins. People, but in different fonts. Okay. Just a bunch of white gay people. And I standed out because me and my friend, he's black. So we just standing out like fucking two peas in a pod. It was crazy. The bitches were voguing underwater. I never seen that before. Ever. What? Underwater. It was crazy.
Voguing?
But yeah. You know what voguing is?
I have an idea of what voguing is, it's but like, you're saying like underwater. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
I thought it was like
show them about
some kind of like hookup term.
And yeah, I was like, but underwater. Like I was saying.
Like posing, okay.
No, it's not posing. It's like a dance. It's a type of dance. Okay, now back to, do you know what season it is? Stink.
Yeah.
What season is it?
Pride Month.
No.
Oh. What season?
Cancer season.
Oh, it is?
It's cancer
season. Wait, when's your birthday? It's coming up.
July 22nd.
Damn, it's almost 2 years since your little COVID party.
What? What the fuck? What the fuck, really? What the fuck? That's what we're doing? No one got COVID, though.
I had fun.
Had a blast. Yeah.
I had it like a week before it, so I was chilling.
What can you look up what cancer season mean? Because everyone keeps saying I'm supposed to feel like super in touch with my inner emotions, but I don't feel shit.
Okay, well, did you hear about... you must... but you're not... You claim that you're into it, but you're not like super into it. You know, like... Oh, it's like something about like the Mercury retrograde, like... Do you know anything about that?
I had a white bitch tell me that my life was falling apart at a party because I was going through Mercury retrograde. And I go, did you just diagnose me with the, like...
Right. Let's look into that. Can you look that up for a sec?
Wait, like, let's Mercury retrograde. Let's see what cancer season's all about.
No.
Let's see what that's all about.
Okay, Mercury retrograde is an optical illusion, which means it looks like as if the planet is moving back, putting a damper on anyone's summer mood. That makes sense. Okay, so apparently I was like... While I was traveling, you know, a lot of like random bad things were happening to me. And I was like, I'm not going to let this affect my mood. You know, I'm traveling, I'm having fun, you know, control the things you can control. But it was just like weird how many bad things were just like happening. Like little things that were just like could affect someone's mood.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, I'm not going to let it. And then like it got to a point where I was like, what is going on? Like, I actually feel like cameras are about to jump out right now and be like,
no, stop playing right now.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, what is happening? So I call my manager. I'm like, what is going on? Like, cause I called him about something about like something happening that he could fix, and then I was like, other things are happening too. Like, I don't like. It feels like the world's against me right now. He was like, well, the Mercury is in retrograde,
and his
I was
gay like, ass.
What? And yeah,
his
and
Maxwell
like was telling me all these things about it, and he was like, yeah, literally.
God.
Like during this time, like so many just bad things can happen, and I was like,
this is true.
What does that even mean? But I was like. Okay, but I have a crutch now. So like every time something bad happened, I was like,
Mercury. Honestly, I don't know what any of this stuff means.
It's interesting.
I just think someone has it out for me. The way I think of it is that there's a bitch out there who's really like a witch, and she put a hex on me when things happen to me.
She got a little voodoo doll of you?
Yeah, and I always try to find out who she is, but I low-key think it's like one of my old high school ex-best friends.
Me.
If it was you, I would not be surprised. But if it was you, I would also probably take a shotgun to your
wait house. But like what would you do if like you're just like going like you just like walk in my room one day
and you're like floating in the air with
my not me floating, but like what if you just saw a doll that looked exactly like you just in like the corner of my room?
I would think you have a crush on me, and I'd be like, damn, I knew it. Have you seen Stranger Things yet?
Okay, so this is
what the fuck was that?
Wait.
Was that a good or a bad?
Mixed. It's more of like...
Did you not like it?
No, hear me out. It's more of like, I just started.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm on season two, like episode four.
Friend, listen to me.
Friend. And I want to keep going.
Oh my God, crazy.
I want to keep going, but I have like so many random things throughout the day where it like messes up my mojo and I want to just crank them out.
I ain't never heard you use that word before.
Mojo?
I don't know why you thought today was the day to do that.
But no, I have not seen the new season because I'm behind. And like, it's kind of like one of the euphoria things. I had a euphoria moment where I was like holding out for like no reason other than to be like quirky and be like, I haven't seen it.
You know? Yeah. Conversation starter.
Right. But I eventually gave into euphoria. Then I loved it. And then Stranger Things is like kind of going through its little hype phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
You're a bandwagon.
No,
bitch.
I'm kind of like, not friends, but like, you know? Well, I actually am friends. Like Noah Schnapp, for example. Like,
oh, yeah, everyone's friends. Noah's a fucking
Noah's
amazing.
Great. And like, I love he's Noah. Huge in the show. And like, his little character goes missing in the first season.
When you get to the end, they did him so, they did Arsene dirty. I'm going to say that. They gave him this bowl cut.
Little Will Byers. Yeah, I know.
I feel so bad.
But I love Noah, and I've talked to a few of the other like cast members in Stranger Things. I'm like, I should watch y'all's show. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm watching it.
Well, there is this character.
I'm loving it so far.
There's this character in season 4 that he resonates with you a lot.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say who he is.
Yeah, we're getting weird looks already. Who?
Huh?
What, does Nate Jacobs come out of nowhere? Got a lot of comparisons there.
But you do.
Shut up.
Don't silence me.
Shut up. Imagine I turn into Nate Jacobs.
Okay. Me.
Mm-mm. And I sat.
You just see the TikTok where it's like, I'm sat?
Yeah.
The bitch was never standing up. In the actual, in the actual clip, he told her to sit down. She's already sat. That's when she goes, I'm sat. She was never standing. My whole life has been a lie.
Well, yeah, that's just the TikTok trend. Like, why would she say I'm sat if she was standing?
What?
You said she was already sitting. Like, duh. Yeah. She said I'm sat.
So everyone's talking about I'm sat. They think she was standing. And then he told her to sit down. She was never standing. So she was already sat. That's what she
Why did he say sit back down?
Because he was stupid.
She had to have gotten up for a sec, at least.
No, I watched the video. She never moved.
No, camera tricks. Why would he say sit back down?
You just want to argue.
What if it was a play on words?
As a man, why aren't you in the army right now? That's the real question. Let's answer that.
Because I wouldn't look good with the buzz, I don't think. That's the only reason I'm not in the army.
Happy Pride Month to you too. Imagine. Bitch.
What the? What the?
Wait a fucking minute.
No.
Now hold one.
Now hold one.
Honestly, though, I literally, you know what's so funny? There's this, I was at Korean barbecue, and this guy was like, your skin is so nice. Like, what's your skincare routine? And I was like, I'm going to be sober with you. I can give you the worst tips, and you'll probably break out. But go to my friend Noah Beck's TikTok and just scroll down until you find a video. He goes, Noah Beck, I know him. That's your friend. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. And I asked me to FaceTime to you, but I was like, you don't know me?
T.
I make videos with him. You ain't never seen me before.
We got a podcast.
We got a podcast. Think. People love our podcast, by the way. Like, a lot of influencers, Bremen watch it. Some guy I met at Aloe, he has, like, this really deep voice. He was like, oh, like, I know that, like, I watch you because I'm, like, Noah, like, your podcast.
I never even thought about, like, our friends watching our podcast. Like, now we have to, like...
I know.
We should step it up. we kind of come on here and, like, make it, like, a little therapy.
We be talking too much, too.
Nah, we don't, though. Like, not about anyone. As soon as the camera cut, though.
Should we pop it out? Should we pop it out?
Can you wrap it up for us?
Yeah. So, Larry has to go to the bathroom. So we're going to call this episode, I'm kidding, I got to pee. But honestly, great episode. Guys, I know, like, if you don't like soccer, you should probably just skip to the end of this video. I mean,
at the end of the video.
This is the end. So
moral of the story
thanks for listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening to my nasally voice and Noah Beck talk about soccer for 50 minutes. We love you guys so much and have a blessed day. And we'll see you guys later on the next episode of Put a Sock in It. Subscribe, like, and comment your age because we want to know how old you guys are because we've been saying some really vulgar stuff. So I want to know if I have to watch what I say.
We want to know our demo.
Yeah, and I want to get crazier. So
because we know y'all lie on YouTube and like put like 18 as your account.
Stay lying.
You know, like 12.
But yeah, happy summer break, everybody. We're on summer vacation. Let's get crazy.
Good stuff for finishing school. Love you guys. Let me know if y'all want me to start my own podcast and to just talk strictly about soccer. I'll do it.
The fuck? I'm out of here. Bye, guys.